Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is your first time listening, thanks, and I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 075 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast, recorded on May 20th, 2012. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. Yes, this is a very strange early evening recording session. I need to get out the door in about 45 minutes, so this is going to be a quick job. Let's get you caught up on this past week. My thyroid biopsy went well. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers. That was last Monday. The position in which I had to remain during it was really uncomfortable, but it didn't take that long, and both my radiology tech and the physicians were nice. I didn't get my results until Friday. The mass is benign, and that is good news, but I still may have one lobe of my thyroid removed in the coming months. We have a little more research to do on that. If I do, I'm going to try to get it done over the summer. I want to be all healed up by the time my sweetie E-Rex starts his radiation. He's doing very well and facing a minor surgical procedure Tuesday the 22nd, after which he will have the whole summer to heal up before we take any serious other steps. So that's it on the health front. I don't try to keep you updated ad nauseum. Sorry about that. Just want to let you know in case there's an interruption in my podcasting because of medical issues. If you've been on tenterhooks since last week, wondering if I had the delight of the oral bliss of new DRs on my guitars who are screaming for new strings, wonder no longer. No, I still haven't had a second for string changes. Right now, the Memorial Day weekend should afford me enough downtime to change my guitar's strings. And while we're on the topic, I'll be skipping a podcast and relaxing for the unofficial start of summer weekend here in the States. I plan to be back behind the mic the first Monday of June. I guess I should also say that it's possible when I come back for the first week of June, I might be a little hoarse. That weekend, I have a major multi-decade reunion to attend. It had been rescheduled from late October, when we had a freak blizzard. We don't usually get snow in October in New Jersey. I mean, maybe a couple of flakes swirling around in the air, but this was an absolutely devastating blizzard that had trees and wires down. People didn't have power for over a week in some areas. So this reunion was supposed to take place in October. It was rescheduled. One thing is, someone I was looking forward to seeing had a wedding to attend. A very close person was getting married, and they weren't going to be able to make the October one, so I'll be happy to see her. Let's see. The student I consulted with a couple of weeks ago, who I mentioned in the last podcast, Tal, began lessons and decided not to exchange his guitar. His first lesson went very well, and I'm looking forward to witnessing Tal's development as a guitarist. I want to say hey to Joas, who I've spoken to about lessons. We're having a major scheduling challenge, so we have not yet been able to schedule an actual consultation. He seems extremely passionate about learning to play, and I think he's an excellent candidate, although, as I said, we haven't met yet. I don't know if I'm the right instructor for him or he's the right student for me, but we'll sort all that out when we meet. He's already got one foot in the music industry, so this is something he really, really wants to do. Just a little while ago, I saw a post on Facebook about Bucky Pizzarelli being in the studio this afternoon. I'm recording on Sunday, the 20th of May. And he's working on a track for the Thank You Less production. I have to say, I'm really looking forward to the finished product. I received an email from Joni at Showplace Music this week that stated that they're hoping for a September release. I will keep you posted as I receive press release info from from them and hear anything else from other quarters. This week, the podcast is green again. I'm not so happy about it, but what can you do? No students are in the student spotlight. Everyone played either very well or okay this week, but none of them rose quite to the level of exceptional. So the spotlight is dark. Hey, dudes and dudettes, let's see a little more application. The question this week is going to be about hammers and bends. The news is about a great $100 gift card offer from Takamine. And take note, it's about opportunities to hear music over the summer. Please don't forget, if you're in the New York metro area, make it a point to visit the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey, for the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit. You have just over a month to see this full exhibit before it's reduced from the feature that it has been since September to a significantly smaller installation. The museum is open Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5, and I'm certain they will accommodate private time in the museum for a group, if at all possible. And don't forget, the 23rd and 24th, the Gibson bus is going to be there. If you don't know about this, listen to last week's podcast. The Gibson bus is going to be there, and admission to the museum will be free instead of the small charge that they ordinarily require. So also don't forget the Les Paul birthday gala is on June 9th. If you're in the New York metro area, it will be at the Trustees Pavilion at Ramapo College. I believe you need to buy tickets in advance. They're nominally priced, and it's going to be an amazing night of music. So without a single guitarist in the student spotlight this week, let's move on to the question of the week. This week's question is really the collective curiosity of some of my students about executing hammers and bends cleanly, and in the case of bends, up to pitch. I guess I'd phrase it, quote, how am I supposed to play this or that hammer loudly and cleanly? And why are my bends not high enough? You have to imagine these questions posed in a passive yet whiny voice. Those two adjectives are precisely the problem with a few of my student guitarists. Unless it's a first or second finger hammer or a small bend, the ones that have inquired have a good deal of trouble. Did you pick up how the question was posed and what the problem is? It's the passive question that emanated from a passive guitar student. Look, whether you're a seasoned, very experienced, gigging musician, or a weekend warrior, or someone who has just begun the journey of learning to play the instrument you love well, if you aren't motivated enough to put in earnest and focused work, don't even bother with it. Do something else passively. You won't satisfy the longing you have to be accomplished at the guitar. No, your third and fourth fingers aren't naturally as strong as your first and second. So guess what? Unless you're willing to develop strength and dexterity in those less strong fingers, they will be almost useless to you. That's why it's of such paramount importance to continue to correct beginners who tend to want to move their hand all over the neck and use only their first two fingers, rather than becoming accustomed to using all fingers sort of in a position form, and playing a couple of exercises to strengthen especially the pinky, but also the third finger. It's so important, and it's not natural, and that is the challenge of learning to play the guitar, especially at the outset. It's taking the correction your instructor or whoever's showing you how to play gives you, embracing it, and developing the habit of good form and strength and focus and power. In the case of puny hammers, there's a dual issue. The force or strength used and the precise strike location. As regards insufficient bends, there's also a dual issue. The controlled force or strength, again, is an issue. But then it's also being able to hear the desired destination note in your head. So you know if you've bent sufficiently, insufficiently, or too much. I know it's easy to be lulled into thinking that playing the guitar well is easy, especially when you see a masterful guitarist's fingers fly and hear every note clean and clearly executed, whether it's fretted, hammered, or bent. But despite the nanosecond attention spans and fast everything culture we're living in, some things actually take time, and powerful, controlled playing is one of them. Those of you who've been to college may have heard a professor say at the beginning of your first year, look to your left, look to your right. Many of you will not be here after the first semester, or something like that. A skilled music instructor can tell you after about 3 weeks of working with a student which one has it and which one doesn't. And that has it usually means the person who is musically inclined and passionate and willing to do whatever it takes to execute their assignment correctly and well. That doesn't mean only the people who have it should ever learn to play. Not at all. Learning to play an instrument helps your brain so much. And if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know, and you've heard me go on and on and on about that. And I'm not going to revisit it now, maybe at some time again in the future. But the crossing the midline that learning to play an instrument does is of vital importance to your brain, whether you're old or young. Anyway, back on track. We're in an Olympic year. Do you think any of the athletes who will be competing just like the idea of it? Of course not. These are people who have striven for years, relentlessly, with focus and dedication to what they needed to accomplish in order just to qualify for the opportunity to participate. If all you're doing is, quote unquote, playing your guitar, and not working at it and seriously practicing what you have a hard time with, like using your third or fourth fingers with dexterity and power, all you're ever going to do is play. Don't suggest guitar is your passion if you're not willing to put in the time and repetition and effort it takes to develop all of the skills you need to play excellently. So I'm sorry to sound like a tyrant about this, but as our culture is devolving, and I really have been watching it devolve for quite a while, I see more and more of this mealy-mouthed whining by people who wouldn't know what effort is if it bit them. And that's why they're not improving, and that's why, and they wouldn't even think of sitting and actually putting in an extra 10 or 15 minutes a couple times a week on the skill that they're having trouble with. I don't know why they think magically it's just going to improve because they want it to. Nothing else in life is like that. So anyway, so I know I sound tyrannical and kind of mean-spirited if this is the first time you're listening. I'm not really like that, but this is just how it is. Go back and listen to other podcasts. If you have a question that you'd like me to address on the podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. That's all spelled in the traditional way, guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will be smiling, delightful, glad, and happy to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick for the trouble, even if the answer is something that I have to be hard-nosed about when I discuss it. That's it for the question of the week. Let's move over to this week's news. In the news this week is a very cool $100 gift card promotion from people at Takamine because it's their 50th anniversary. Now, you'd think they'd only give you a $50 gift card, but no, they're going all the way and they're doubling the benefit in that the gift card that you will receive from them is a $100 gift card if you purchase a Takamine Pro Series guitar that has an MSR of $1,200 or more by May 31st. Now, please keep in mind that MSR is not necessarily the price you're going to pay. It's just the manufacturer suggested retail. So this is when you should do your comparison shopping. Of course, if you're dealing online, you know my strong encouragement to stay with vendors you know. It might not be the lowest price you can find, but there are some really unscrupulous dealers. So be advised, if you're not going to a physical brick and mortar store, be careful with who you deal with online. One person I can tell you unabashedly you can deal with online is elderly. They're excellent. I have never had a problem with them, and neither have any of the students I have recommended purchase from them. So other than elderly, I'm not going to give you a litany of online guitar dealers to use or not use, but I can unreservedly suggest elderly. Anyway, so if you buy this guitar, this Pro Series guitar that has an MSR of $1,200 or more by May 31st, Takamine will reward you with a $100 Visa gift card. You need to send a copy of your receipt by June 15th, along with a redemption coupon that's on their website and for which I will also provide the link on the show notes page. Please realize that this offer does not include G-Series or Jasmine by Takamine, just the Pro Series. That's it for the news this week. Very short and sweet. It's always sweet to get a hefty rebate after buying something you like. Now, let's move along to this week's Take Note segment. My take note topic this week is something I talk about annually, and that is summer concerts. And yes, I know this podcast is flying this week. It's really uncharacteristically short, but I've got a time constraint and a few other things going on. So I thought I'll give you a small segment for everything except the student spotlight this week and at least have a somewhat full, if not small, portions in this podcast. So summer concerts. As I'm recording, Bamboozle is going on in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and if you don't know what that is, check it out online. Of course, with the economy uncertain, free outdoor concerts are a great, great deal, and in the New York metro area, they're plentiful. If you too live near a large city, you will also probably find lots of free or inexpensive music events scheduled. Take advantage of them. If you have room in your budget for pay-for events, the summer is loaded with them. I always suggest that you stretch your senses and musical mind with some genres that are not your absolute favorites. I also recommend that if you're a guitarist, you make an effort to listen to more non-stringed instrument players than guitarists. If there will be a great sax or brass concert, go listen. Listen to vocalists that sing in your favorite genre and in genres you've never considered listening to before. This is not to convert you, but rather to expand you and provide you with the musical resources to bring more to the genres you do like. If you love jazz, well, listen to some rock and some classical or some indie things. If you're a metalhead, listen to some opera or Latin music and so on. It's really important to bring something fresh to the table when you're a musician. That's one of the reasons I don't play a lot for my students, because I realize how impressionable a student is, especially when they have a close or good relationship with their instructor. They're just like sponges, and it's too easy for them to absorb my personal playing style, so I play as little as I can for them. I mean, I don't mind playing exercises or playing a short passage of something they're working on so they can really hear it. and have an idea of what sound is lacking in their playing. But rarely will I play more than a few bars for my students because I know I have a particular playing style. I've cultivated it for my whole life. I like it. I don't plan to change it, but it's not their playing style. And the best advice I ever had as a young musician was from one of my guitar instructors. He put me on a strict diet, and those of you who have heard this before, sorry for the repetition, but it bears repeating. He put me on a strict listening diet for probably 2 weeks of listening to nothing but two particular vocalists' work. And these are vocalists from like the 40s. And I thought it was strange, and I thought it was maybe a bit overbearing, but I had so much respect for this instructor, I acquiesced to his wishes. And the truth is, my playing was never the same. And I'm not going to go into the big details about this, but you will grow more as a musician if you do not listen to guitarists play. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't listen to your favorite artist. Yes, listen, but don't listen expecting for your musicality to be expanded. Listen for your own personal enjoyment. If you're looking to grow as a musician, listen to other genres and definitely listen to people who don't play instruments with strings. And that's how you are going to grow as a musician more, because you're going to hear things done with voices or with other instruments that you can create on the guitar, but they're not maybe what's naturally heard. I don't want to be too specific here. However, be that as it may, you may take this advice. If you do, you're mature and open-minded and teachable. If you reject it, reject it, whatever. Anyway, this is the time of year where there are great outdoor concerts, there are great music festivals. Look for them online. See if your town, neighborhood, county, general area, or the large city near you offers something. And get out there and soak up all the free music you can get. And if your budget allows for you to pay for some concerts, that's great too. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 075. So let's go to the outro and wrap this baby up. Keep humidifying your axes. Don't let them dry out, even though it's beautiful and spring and you're not thinking about harsh or extreme weather. Make sure your axe is in a 40% or more humidity environment. Don't forget all the Les Paul birthday bash stuff, and check out the Mahwah Museum's Les Paul and Mahwah tribute exhibit before it's reduced in a few weeks. I hope there will be some students in the student spotlight next week. Takamine has a great $100 gift card for you if you purchase a Pro Series guitar before the end of May. You need to apply yourself with passion if you are having difficulty with a second or third or fourth finger strength or dexterity or bends or hammers or pull-offs or any other fingering issue. You've got to focus and practice with passion and dedication. And do it because it's hard. Don't avoid it because it's hard. Take advantage of the summer music concerts and festivals in your area or wherever you may be traveling. I'll be taking next week off, and I hope to resume podcasting the first Monday of June as long as I have a voice following a reunion weekend. Students and valued listeners, I do want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 075 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything that I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally. And that is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique tutorsmedicine@gmail.com. Please be conscious of that there is no tutor in the email address. It's just guitartechnique@gmail. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use it, I'll be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick or two. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac, but I do update anyone following me with whatever guitar-y things are going on with me, and I retweet what I think is interesting that I've come across. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hillburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice. Have a great 2 weeks until the next time. And I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. Have a happy Memorial Day.